Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. It's the New York Mets playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. Rheingold Beer brings you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. Today's game is also brought to you by Kool. Come up to Kool for the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Kool Filter King. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell, the gasoline for good mileage. Stop at the clean white pump for Super Shell. Hi there, everyone. This is Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Los Angeles on a very pleasant evening. The temperature in the high 60s and the final game of this three-game series coming your way. It's going to be Sandy Koufax pitching for the Dodgers and pitching for the New York Mets. It will be Jack Fisher. Each team has won a game of this three-game series. We'll be back with the lineups in just a moment. It is very hard to sell sheet music in Jamaica. You know, they make up songs wherever they need them, like this.
Having a party, eating rice and beans, dancing happily as you please. Charming lady with a very nice smile. Think I'll talk to her for a while.
When Jamaicans get together for a party, the beat is calypso and the songs are made up on the spot.
The party was hilarious as it could be, but in the morning there was news for me. The penny was a man's wedding tune on his pipe. The smiling lady is now my wife.
The smiling lady is now my wife.
And when the singer finds his throat a little dry, something refreshing will be improvised. Probably Rheingold beer. In New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Jamaicans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Left-hander Sandy Koufax warming up for the Dodgers. He has 1-1 and lost none. And warming up for the Mets, Jack Fisher, he has no record, although he was in one ball game for the Mets. Right now at home plate, Casey Stengel going over the grounds rules with Captain Maury Wills. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Los Angeles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, it'll be Billy Cowan as leadoff batter. He'll be in center field. Batting second, playing shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, playing left field, Joe Christopher. In the cleanup position at first base, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth and playing third base, Charlie Smith. Now the Dodgers take the field. Batting sixth in right field, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, playing second base, Bobby Clout. Batting eighth and catching Chris Canizaro, and the pitcher, Jack Fisher, batting ninth. For the Dodgers, Maury Wills, who was doubtful as a starter, will lead off. He'll be at shortstop. Batting second and playing first base, Wes Parker. Batting third in center field, Willie Davis. Batting fourth in left field, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth and catching, John Roseboro. Batting sixth and playing right field, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh, playing second base, Jim LaFever. Batting eighth and playing third base, John Kennedy. Batting ninth and pitching, Sandy Koufax. The Dodgers at this moment in first place in the National League. They have a record of 4 wins and 2 losses. They have moved in the first place with the result and loss of the Cincinnati Reds to the Chicago Cubs by a score of 3-2. The only game scheduled in the National League. In the American League, Minnesota defeated New York 8-2. At the end of eight, it's Baltimore 18, Washington 4. Baltimore 18, Washington 4. Only 2 games scheduled in the American League. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation, and the Shell Oil Company, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. The throw down to second base around Amory Wills, and now back to Sandy Koufax, and here to take you along the way in the play-by-play, Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph, and hello, everybody. Billy Cowan stepping in to lead off now for the New York Mets. Casey Stengel has his right-hand batting order on the field against left-hander Sandy Koufax, starting tonight for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Koufax looks into Roseboro, gets the sign. The first pitch of the game is low for a ball as Cowan started to swing and laid off. It's 1-0. Tom Gorman, the umpire behind the plate. Billy Cowan has been up 8 times this season and had 1 hit. It was a double. John Kennedy is even with the bag at third for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Sandy Koufax in his second start of the season. He beat the Philadelphia Phillies 6-2 in a complete game win on April 18th. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. The win at Philadelphia was the first appearance for Koufax since August 16th of last season. Here is his 1-2 delivery, and it's low for a ball. 2-2. The Dodgers, of course, are watching Koufax's performance extremely closely for any indication of what his future may be. Here is the 2-2 pitch, and it's fired low for a ball. It's 3-2. He came back from spring training to Los Angeles for treatment for an arm condition, then went back to spring training, came on to New York with the Dodgers for the opener, and pitched in Philadelphia. Here's a 3-2 delivery. Swung on and hit into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis moves over, comes up with it, plays it back in. Cowan has singled to center off Koufax. Now Roy McMillan is coming up. He's been up 29 times and had 3 hits. He's had 1 run batted in so far this season. Koufax has a lifetime record of 113 wins and 70 losses. Against the Mets last year, he won 2 and he lost none. His lifetime record against the Mets, 9 wins and no losses. The ball is bunted, foul. Coming back and out of play, Roseboro tries to get to it and sort of hangs on to Roy McMillan. The sacrifice was on to McMillan, so Cowan comes back to first. Wes Parker is the first baseman holding against the runner. Game having just begun here at Dodger Stadium, this is the final game of the 3-game set. Mets won the first one. The Dodgers won last night. Koufax looks to Roseboro to get a sign. The left-hander is up and set. And the pitch swung on and hit on the ground. Foul back at third. Mac ripped it, but a foul ball. 2-strike count now to McMillan, batting number 2 in Casey Stengel's batting order. Joe Christopher is on deck now for the New York Mets. Koufax had 19 wins last year before he went out of action with an arm ailment. The year before, he won 25 games and the Cy Young Award. Here's the pitch. Swung on it on the ground to third. Kennedy up with it. Plays over to LaFever for one. The throw to first. A double play. A 5-4-3 double play from John Kennedy to Jim LaFever to Wes Parker. 2 men out. Nobody on base. And Joe Christopher is coming up now for the Mets. Christopher is hitting 241. He's had 1 home run and 3 runs batted in. Sandy Koufax has struck out 10 or more batters 61 times in his career, and that is a major league record. He struck out 10 or more on 10 occasions last season. Here's the pitch to Christopher. And it's high for a ball. Jim Hickman is waiting on deck. Hickman is in the batting order tonight, in the cleanup spot and playing first base in place of Ed Cranefield. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. Neither Johnny Lewis nor Cranefield are in the lineup. Both are left-hand batters. Here's a 1-1 delivery, and it's outside. 2-1. Sandy Koufax, 29 years of age. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and foul back. It's out of play. 2-2. It was a little cooler here in Los Angeles today than it has been the last couple of days. The high for the day was 75 degrees. Temperature right now is in the 60s. Two men out and nobody on base. Koufax with a 2-2 pitch. And it's inside low. Runs the count out full at 3-2 to Christopher. Koufax briefly to the rosin bag. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled off. It's out of play. Count holds at 3-2. Again, Koufax looks to Roseberry to get his sign. Here's the 3-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled back again and out of play. You may recall that Koufax pitched a no-hitter against the New York Mets in the 1962 season here at Dodger Stadium. He's taking a moment to rub up the ball before getting ready to work again to Joe Christopher. Three-two pitch. Swung on and popped up. John Roseborough comes back in foul territory. He's underneath and he makes the catch. So Christopher fouls out to the catcher. And in the top of the first, the Mets got no runs. They had a hit, no errors, and none left. And the score at the end of a half inning is the Mets nothing and the Dodgers coming to bat. Here's a very sad French Canadian song about a fellow who lost the key of his clarinet. Listen.
J'ai perdu le dos de ma clarinette is a song with the kind of humor French Canadians love. But one song leads to another, and the first that follows is no laughing matter. Grand Anticoup is what they'll sing as they reach for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is doing great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do French Canadians like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
We're going now to the bottom half of the first inning, and the Dodgers will send up Maury Wills, Wes Parker, and Willie Davis to face Jack Fisher. Fisher in his second start of the season. He had Houston down 4-2 on a 5-hitter with two men out in the ninth inning at Shea Stadium, but then he walked Bob Astromonte and Jim Wynn at a home run that tied it up. Fisher was lifted. The Mets won in the 10th on a home run by Bobby Clark. Maury Wills, a switch hitter. Batting left against right-handed Jack Fisher. He's hitting .421 so far for the season. He's had 8 hits, 19 times up. He's stolen 6 bases already. Charlie Smith on the edge of the grass at third for the Mets. Here's the pitch in for a called strike. Smith was not in the starting lineup last night because the night before in tagging Tommy Davis in a rundown play, he had injured his right forearm, but he is in the lineup at third base tonight. Charlie Smith appeared as a pinch hitter in last night's game. Strike one delivery, and it's in there for a call. Strike two to Maury Wills. Jack Fisher is 26 years of age. He's 6'2 and a 210-pounder. Last year for the Mets, he won 10 games and lost 17. Against the Dodgers last year, he won none and lost four. His lifetime record against the Dodgers, no wins, five losses. Here's a pitch just a little high. Canacero almost fired that ball down to third and around the horn, but it just missed. It's one and two. The Mets with an infielder, Jim Hickman, at first base. Bobby Klaus at second. Roy McMillan at short and Charlie Smith at third. Joe Christopher in left. Billy Cowan in center. Ron Swoboda is in right field. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground, foul back at third. Between Coach Preston Gomez and the bag. The coach at first base for the Dodgers is Jim Gilliam. Jack Fisher getting a sign from Chris Canizzaro. And here is the 1-2 delivery. Hit on the ground on the third baseline, a foul ball. Gomez comes off the coaching lines to field this one. Wes Parker is waiting on deck. Fisher reads the sign. And the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit down the line and left, and this one is a foul ball. Slicing over and going foul, so the count continues at 1-2. Maury Wills had rounded first, and he cuts across coming back now to the plate. The Mets will be at Candlestick Park in San Francisco against the Giants. Fisher works the 1-2 delivery to Maury Wills. And it's high. Levels the count at 2-2. Fisher takes a look around his outfield now. They're shading Wills over toward left field, playing him as an opposite field hitter. Here's the pitch, and it is hit on the ground to third, taken by Charlie Smith, cuts it loose, and in time, he got him. Wills just slapping that ball to the left side and trying to leg it out, but Charlie Smith fired on in time to get him. There's one away, and that brings up Wes Parker. Switch hitter batting left here against Jack Fisher. Parker has been on base his last seven times at bat. He has a season's average of .381. He's been up 21 times and had 8 hits, 2 doubles, 1 triple, and 1 run batted in. That moves Willie Davis out to the on-deck circle. Here's a pitch that is high for a ball. In the Stanley Cup hockey playoffs, the Chicago Blackhawks 3, the Montreal Canadiens 1. Montreal leads the best of 7 final series, 2-1. 1-0 delivery, and it's inside for ball. 2-0 to Wes Parker. This young fellow moved into the Dodger lineup and took over at first base this season with Ron Fairley, who had been the first baseman, moving to the outfield. Here is a 2-0 pitch. Swung on and hit down the line in left, curving over and going out of play. Ron Fairley sort of inherited the first base position with the Dodgers when, in the expansion draft that preceded the 1962 season, the Dodgers gave up 2 first basemen, Norm Larker and Gil Hodges. But then they made a deal and came up with Moose Cowan. However, Moose was traded on and Fairley returned to first. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. 2-2 the count. Here's the final score. The Baltimore Orioles have defeated the Washington Senators 18-4. Wally Bunker started and got the win, although he was relieved by Palmer in the sixth inning. Phil Ortega started for the Senators and took the loss. He was the first of a half dozen Senator pitchers. Home runs in the ballgame by Robinson, Bleffery, and Aparicio. 2-2 delivery. A breaking ball a little high. Count is out full at 3-2 now. to Wes Parker with one man out and nobody on base. No score in this game in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on it on the ground to first base. Hickman retreats, takes the big hop, throws to Fisher covering in time, and he's out. Parker grounding out. Hickman to Fisher covering at first, two away, and Willie Davis is coming up. Davis has been up 20 times, had four hits this year, including one double and one home run that he hit in Shea Stadium in New York. He has two runs batted in, and his batting average is 200. The Dodgers like to play the running game, and this is one of the fellas they like to run. Charlie Smith on the grass at third. Here's a swing and a miss. It's a high, hard one. It's strike one to Willie Davis, with Tommy Davis moving out to the on-deck circle now. Here's a pitch swung on and foul back out of play. Two strikes to Willie Davis. Jack Fisher takes a moment now on the backside of the mound, rubbing up the ball. Now he looks in to read Canizaro's sign. And Willie Davis steps out of the batter's box. Casey Stengel in the Met dugout, standing there, looking out on the field. Casey was chased last night. Here's a two-strike delivery, and it's swung on and fouled back out of play. Count holds it two strikes. Casey got to do a little visiting later on last night with Charlie Dressen, the manager of the Detroit Tigers, who is convalescing from a heart attack. Lives in the area and was here at the ball game last night. Here is the two-strike pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right center. Swoboda's up and so is Cowan. And Cowan one-handed and hauls it in for the out. That is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of an inning is the Mets nothing and the Dodgers nothing. And here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, a little bit of a thrill on that play as Billy Cowan and Ron Swoboda played Alphonse Gaston, but the last minute, Billy, who had called first, made the catch. And you'll be seeing a lot of thrilling baseball coming your way when the Mets come on home on the 3rd of May. They'll be playing the New York Yankees in the annual Mayor's Trophy game. Following that, the Mets open up against some strong contenders, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Cincinnati. They'll be playing Philadelphia a night game, the first night game of the season. On the 4th of May, that'll be a Tuesday night. They'll follow with another night game on the 5th. After that, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Cincinnati. Ticket offices are open at Shea Stadium 7 days a week, weekdays from 8 to 6, weekends from 9 to 5. At Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island Railroad waiting room, open weekdays from 8 to 6, Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. In Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp, open weekdays from 8 to 6, Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. And at Macy's in Huntington, Long Island, tickets are available during the store hours. Also, reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any Howard Close store in the metropolitan area. Now back to Lindsay.
All right, Ralph, and it's Jim Hickman up now for the Mets. Right-hand batter hitting cleanup. Sandy Koufax with the pitch. And it's high for a ball. Hickman's been up 8 times this year, still looking for his first hit of the season. Steps out of the batter's box and has a word with umpire Tom Gorman. Charlie Smith is waiting on deck. Koufax delivers. Swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Ralph Kiner, could you give us the desert weather report for the day? What was the temperature?
Well, Lindsay, I'll tell you, my thermometer broke it. I don't know what it was today.
Just wondered. It was a little cool here in Los Angeles, a little cooler than it's been.
Well, you know, any time it gets below 100, the thermometer breaks down there.
That's what I figured. It's a 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball. We had reports here, and of course, they just filter in from the desert by whatever means, and that the temperature had dropped below 100, and people were looking for parkas and all sorts of things to wear.
It was 98, and that's sort of cool.
Here's a foul ball back and out of play. Count holds at 2-2. There is no score, and we're in the top half of the second inning at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Two-two pitch, swung on, hit in the air to center field. Willie Davis coming in, and he makes the catch. So Hickman flies to center, one away, and Charlie Smith coming up.
You know, Lindsay, it does seem strange when you go down to an area like that and find that the thermometers are calibrated from 100 degrees up to 150.
Yes, it would seem a little strange. How long have you lived in the desert?
Well, I've been there for about 13 years.
Pretty good run.
But I'm never there when it gets up around 125 degrees.
That's a lot longer than Lawrence of Arabia stays. Here's a pitch, and it's in there for a called strike.
Now, Lawrence couldn't take it down there. It was a little bit too hot for him.
I see. One away, nobody on base. Koufax with the pitch, lets up, and it's foul on the left field line. Charlie Smith got around in front, pulled it foul. Two strike count. Ron Swoboda is on deck now for the Mets. He's playing right field tonight. Koufax with a pitch, and he checks and takes high. 1-2. Koufax with a 1-2 pitch to Charlie Smith. Swung on and fouled back into the seats and out of play. Count continues at 1-2. Tomorrow night at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, Gary Kroll will be pitching for the New York Mets. He was the winning pitcher for the Mets over the Giants last Sunday. That 7-1 game that was washed away, actually, in the seventh inning, but Kroll was credited with the victory. And Gaylord Perry will be going for the Giants. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up, foul, back at the plate. Roseborough is there. He has a play, and he's waiting, and he makes the catch. So Charlie Smith fouls out to the catcher. Two men out, and Ron Swoboda is the batter. Swoboda's been up seven times this year, and he's had two hits, and both were home runs. So his average is .286, and he has two homers and two runs batted in. 20-year-old right-hand batter. Mets have one hit off Koufax so far. Billy Cowan had a leadoff single. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Bobby Klaus moves out to the on-deck position. Yogi Berra on the coaching line at first for the Mets, and Don Heffner at third. Breaking ball in there for a call. Strike two. Two-strike delivery. Swung on, hit on the ground to third, taken by Kennedy on a big hop, and he plays it across to Wes Parker, and Swoboda has grounded out. Koufax retires the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of an inning and a half is the Mets nothing and the Dodgers nothing. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Today, most menthol cigarettes are pretty much alike. But here's a wonderful exception. Cool Filter Kings. You see, only Cools give you rich, mellow tobaccos, Cool's white filter, and extra coolness. The most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. So come all the way up to Cool. Discover extra coolness.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough until you change to Cool. Just not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool's. With rich tobacco, Cool's white filter. Extra coolness too. Discover extra coolness in your smoke.
Coolness. Come all the way up to Cool. Cool Filter Kings.
In the bottom half of the second inning, the Dodgers will send up Tommy Davis, John Roseborough, and Ron Fairley to face right-hander Jack Fisher. The Dodgers coming into tonight's game with a record of 4 wins and 2 losses The Mets have a record of 3 wins and 5 losses. Tommy Davis has been up 21 times and had 5 hits, 1 double, and 2 runs batted in. He's hitting .238. Jack Fisher's pitch swung on and fouled back out of play for a strike one. Canizaro started back, but it's well back into the stand for strike one. Fisher with a strike one delivery. Swung on it on the ground to second base. A big hop up to Bobby Clouse. He plays over to Jim Hickman, and Tommy Davis is out second to first. One away, nobody on base, and catcher John Roseborough is coming up. He's been up 22 times, had 4 hits, 4 runs batted in. He is hitting .182. Ed Cranefield, who is not in the lineup tonight against the left-hander Koufax, leads the National League in batting with a mark of .464. The 1-0 pitch to Roseborough. Swung on and sliced foul to the left side and out of play. It's 1-1. And it was muffed in the stands. It's the top of the dugout. Rolls back onto the field. Is bobbled all around in the crowd. Now Fisher with the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Ron Fairley is on deck for the Dodgers. Here's the 1-2 delivery. A little high. So it's 2-2 now to Roseborough. We'll be on the air tomorrow night from San Francisco at 11:10 p.m. New York time. Mets will be there for a 4-game set tomorrow night, Saturday afternoon, the doubleheader on Sunday. Here's a 2-2 pitch, and it's high, so the count is full 3-2. We'll be broadcasting and televising on Saturday and Sunday from San Francisco. There is no score here, and we're in the bottom half of the second inning. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on and foul, back and out of play. Count continues at 3-2. Charlie Smith is even with the bag at third against Roseborough. Here's a 3-2 delivery. Swung on and foul back out of play. Umpire Tom Gorman gets a fresh supply of baseballs. Fisher looks to Canizaro. 3-2 pitch. And he checked, took it inside low for a ball. He started to swing and held up. And Fisher is half appealing to the umpire at first for a little help, but it is ball four, and Roseborough becomes the first Dodger base runner of this ball game. Fisher issuing his first walk, and Ron Fairley comes up. Fairley's been up 18 times. He's had 4 hits, including a double and a home run. He's had 5 runs batted in and leads the Dodgers in that department. Fairley's hitting .222. Here's a pitch low for a ball. Funny thing about Ron Fairley, 2 years ago, he was just practically written out of the Dodger plans in spring training, and every time a trade was rumored involving the Dodgers, it involved Fairley. because they figured they'd have Cowan at first, and they'd have Tommy Davis, Willie Davis, and Frank Howard in the outfield. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. 1-1. But as things turned out, Cowan did not pan out for them, and Ron Fairley became a very important man in the Dodger plans. He was signed initially off the campus of the University of Southern California here in Los Angeles in 1959. Roseboro leads at first base. Here's the pitch from on line to Klaus. He makes a one-hand stab to throw to first, a double play. Klaus leaving his feet and stabbing that ball with one hand, and he doubled Roseboro at first base. So the side is retired. And the bottom half of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one walk, none left, and the score. At the end of two full innings is the Mets nothing, the Dodgers nothing, and right now we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
ATEL on your dial, WGY and WGFM Schenectady, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kanter at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. You know, tickets for the third annual Mayor's Trophy game between the Yankees and the Mets are on sale right now at all the Met ticket outlets. The game is scheduled for Monday night, May 3rd, and this year it'll be played at Yankee Stadium. As you know, the proceeds from the game go toward the purchase of equipment for sandlot baseball teams throughout the New York area. Both the Yankees and the Mets pay their own expenses in full. The Mets will be back to play that Mayor's Trophy game at Yankee Stadium on the night of May 3rd. Then they open a homestand at Shea Stadium on the night of May 4th, opening up against Gene Mock and the Philadelphia Phillies. Two inning totals for the Mets. No runs, one hit, no errors. For the Dodgers, no runs, no hits, no errors. We're going now to the third inning and coming in here to detail the play-by-play, Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsey, Bobby Klaus gets his just reward as he leads off against Koufax in the third inning, drawing the applause for the fine fielding play. He took a base hit away from Ron Fairley. Now Sandy looks into Roseboro, the windup and pitch. A fastball, a swing and a miss, strike one. Billy Cowan has the only hit in the game. Billy led off the ball game with a single to center. Now the pitcher on the way. Breaking ball this time. It's over, strike two. Yogi Berra coaching at first. Don Hefner on the lines at third. Now Koufax in front on the count delivers a fastball under the knees. One ball and two strikes. Mets will fly to San Francisco tomorrow and open their four-game weekend set against Willie and the Giants tomorrow night. Day game Saturday and a Sunday doubleheader. Foul ball hit back toward the crowd. No play. Manager Gene Mock of the Philadelphia Phillies and several of his coaches are here watching the ball game tonight. Today is an off day for the Phils. They wound up their homestand losing to the Astros in Philadelphia last night. So they took advantage of the off day to fly to Los Angeles and catch the ball game. Taken high and the count even 2-2.
Remember the time that they had a game called in Philadelphia right near the end of the season against the Dodgers? They called it about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and Sandy Koufax was scheduled to pitch. They're finally getting their chance to see Sandy pitch now.
This is the way they want to see him pitch, too. Check swing and a drive toward left center field, racing in as the left fielder, Tommy Davis, and he makes the catch. Bobby yanked that one right off of his shoulder into shallow left center, and Davis had to hurry to get in and reach it. That really created quite a furor, especially with the other contending ball clubs in the National League who felt that the Phillies were trying to duck Sandy Koufax. They will not duck him on this series, Ralph, if his arm is all right after this game tonight, because it is a spread-out four-day series that winds up with a night game on Monday night. Well, a lot will depend on how Sandy feels tomorrow. Outside and high, one ball and no strikes. With the arthritic condition in his elbow after he works the ball game, Sandy goes into the training room, and ice packs are placed on his arm for a while to prevent swelling. Foul ball hit by Chris Canizero back in the press box. One ball, one strike. Last year, the Phillies had trouble against left-hand pitching, and everybody was trying to store up their left-handers for Philadelphia. They have beefed up their right-hand batting attack considerably this year. They were much better against left-handers last year after they made the deal with New York to get Frank Thomas. Too high on a fastball, two balls and a strike. But with Dick Stewart in their lineup, Ralph, the fill should be a lot tougher for the left-handers this year.
Yes, I think that Stewart should help quite a bit batting from the right-hand side with his good power. And, of course, as you mentioned, Thomas, too.
2-1 delivery. Drive in the air to left field, not too deep. Back goes Tommy Davis. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Ball sounded good going off the bat, but didn't carry it quite as deep as it appeared it might. So two up, two set aside, and that brings up Jack Fisher. The Dodgers will next be in New York in mid-June for a big weekend series. A Friday night game on June 11th, a Ladies' Day game on Saturday the 12th, and a doubleheader Sunday the 13th of June. Now the pitch is over to Jack Fisher for a strike. Well, Gene Mock can serve double duty here this evening. He gets a look at the Dodgers and also the Mets. They open the next homestand for New York. A swing and a miss, and the count strike two. That will be the first night game at Big Shea this season. The Mets and the Phillies on Tuesday night, May 4th, opening the next homestand. Fastball over, strike three. Jack Fisher called out, and the Mets are out 1-2-3, and that is Sandy's first strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of 2.5 innings to score, the Mets nothing and the Dodgers nothing. It's hard to imagine New York City without every kind of jazz from Dixieland to progressive. Fortunately, you don't have to. Listen.
That's Backstreet Rag, a uniquely American sound. It came up the Mississippi out of New Orleans with the Negro jazz men who played it to the world. But they didn't stop with Dixieland and the blues. Little David's Fugue by John Lewis is a new sound that's part of a new generation. But whether it's the old jazz or the new, it's thirsty work for the musicians. And when they put down their instruments, they'll pick up a cold beer, often Rheingold extra dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of jazz than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do so many people like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Jim LaFever, the switch-hitting rookie second baseman, leads off against Jack Fisher. The last half of the third inning. The opening game of this series, the Mets beat the Dodgers with Warren Spahn winning a brilliant pitching duel from Claude Osteen 3-2. One of the key spots in that dramatic ninth inning centered around Jim LaFever. Now Fisher out of his windup, the pitch bounced foul. He barely got a piece of it. In the ninth inning, on Tuesday night in the opening game of the series, Jim LaFever was struck out by Warren Spahn, and that was a big one. And as a result of that, manager Walter Alston of the Dodgers got to wondering to himself if perhaps he couldn't help things out if he could have his young players like Wes Parker and Jim LaFever in particular sit by him in the dugout instead of coming out and occupying the on-deck circle. He felt he could do a lot toward calming them down as well as to give them instructions. It's a change-up that's over, strike two called. So he asked Tom Gorman last night to petition the National League office for such permission. The permission was denied, because the idea of having the hitter in the on-deck circle is to speed up the game. Now Fisher with a two-strike count on LaFever. The windup and the pitch on the way, a foul ball whacked back toward the crowd behind third and out of play. The only other National League game went this afternoon with Chicago on pitching by Cal Kuntz and Ted Abernathy, toppling Cincinnati 3-2. Billy McCool losing in relief of Jim O'Toole. Inside and high, he made him wiggle in the count, one ball and two strikes. The American League at Yankee Stadium this afternoon with Jim Cott pitching a five-hitter. The Twins beat the Yankees 8-2. Tony Oliva hit two home runs, each with a man on, and Zorro Versalles connected. Al Downing was the loser. Strike three called. Good off-speed delivery by Jack Fisher. And Jim Lefebvre is called out. So Jack has his first strikeout. That will bring up John Kennedy, the third baseman. Well, Gil Hodges will find sleep not coming easy tonight in Washington, where the Orioles scored seven runs in the eighth inning and beat Washington 18-4. Wally Bunker, the winner, with Palmer in the sixth and Phil Ortega, the loser. Brooks Robinson, Kurt Bleffery, and Louis Aparicio all homered. High infield pop fly on the first pitch. McMillan on the skin part of the diamond under it waiting makes the catch. John Kennedy hitting the first pitch, and he is out on a high pop. That'll bring up Sandy Koufax. Brooklyn-born Sandy was well-liked in Brooklyn, and he's a great favorite here in Los Angeles. Two outs, nobody on, no score, last half of the third inning. Jack Fisher delivers, breaking ball over, strike one call. Jim Gilliam coaching at first base, Preston Gomez at third. Maury Wills, the leadoff batter, is out on deck. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, strike two. Mets have the infield at just about straightaway and the outfield straightaway against Sandy. Two-strike delivery. He started to go, and then he held up, and it broke outside, one and two. Fisher, in his first start against the Astros in New York, had a strong five-hitter. Two outs and nobody on in the ninth, trying too hard to get by.
First, pull off the road. Then raise the hood. That's distress signal one. Distress signal two, tie something white like your handkerchief on the door handle nearest the road. Those two signals are understood just about everywhere in America. Use both signals and you'll probably be rescued in no time.
Better yet, avoid the breakdown in the first place. A lot of breakdowns are caused by things like tire trouble and weak ignition systems. Things Shell dealers can watch out for. Let your Shell dealer check your car regularly. Service is his business.
Fourth inning, the New York Mets come up against Sandy Koufax, and Billy Cowan bats for the second time. Billy has the game's only hit. He rifled a single to center field, leading off the ball game. Was erased in a double play started by third baseman John Kennedy. Now Sandy over the head. Down comes the arm. Fastball, a strike on the inside corner, and he really had a hummer going then. Sandy was a little wild in beating the Phillies, as you would expect due to the inactivity. Now the pitch on the way. Foul ball back toward the screen, but he appears to be in that real good groove here this evening, and he's throwing a lot of strikes. Sandy had worked only three innings in an exhibition ball game in almost 3 weeks before he started against the Phillies last Sunday. Two-strike pitch. A swing and a miss on a curve. He struck him out. He broke that one right down around the shoe tops. So Sandy has his second strikeout. One away, nobody on. That brings up Roy McMillan. Mack hit into a double play started by Kennedy in the opening frame. Tomorrow night, 6 foot six and a half, Jerry Kroll strides to the mound against the Giants at Candlestick Park. Foul ball, back toward the third tier and out of play. Well, Sandy may have been unusually wild for him against the Phillies on Sunday, but so far in this game tonight, he has been the Sandy Koufax of old, throwing nothing but strikes with all of his pitches. Pitch thrown to McMillan, a little bit high, one ball, one strike. During his lifetime, Sandy has authored 27 shutouts. He has been in double figures in strikeouts more than any pitcher in the history of the game. The 1-1 delivery. Foul ball and back into the crowd and out of play. 1-2. Sandy deserves an awful lot of credit. For when your livelihood depends on your pitching arm, and you're told that any pitching performance might be your last, it takes a lot of poise and a lot of personal bravery. A swing and a miss on a curve, and McMillan goes down swinging. Koufax now has fanned 3 in a row, and it brings up Joe Christopher. Joe fouled out to Johnny Roseboro in the opening inning. Outfield, a couple of strides around toward left against Christopher. Koufax winds and pitches. An off-speed delivery hits the dirt out in front of the plate. That's the wildest pitch thrown by Sandy. He tried to start Christopher off with a lot of motion and a real slow pitch. Cleanup batter Jim Hickman waiting on deck. Now the windup, pitch thrown to Christopher, and the breaking ball is over for a strike. 1-1. Warren Spott and Casey have the pitching all mapped out for the Giants series this weekend. The 1-1 delivery, a swing and a miss on a changeup breaking pitch in the count 1-2. Gary Kroll tomorrow night, Tom Parsons on Saturday, Warren Spott and Al Jackson on Sunday. Again next week, the Mets will have 2 open dates. Pitching 1-2. Foul ball, right straight back over the upright screen and out of play. The early part of the year with the open dates to protect you against the possibility of bad weather in the early part of the year. And the fact that you're carrying 28 men and more pitchers than you have once you cut down to the final 25, it's hard to give all the pitchers the work they need. 1-2 delivery, high fly ball, well hit to left center. Way back goes Tommy Davis. He's on the track and he's under it. He makes the catch. That ball well hit by Joe Christopher. Tommy was on the track right in front of the 380 mark when he made the catch. Sad retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Koufax is now set down. The last 8 men to face him. At the end of 3.5, the score, the Mets nothing and the Dodgers nothing. If you're wondering what kind of a song goes with Sorpresate and Salchichi, listen to this.
Come facete mamita is sure to be sung when Italian-Americans get together. And spicy pizza rustica will be served. The inevitable result is a fiery thirst.
Osteria numero uno. Avanti, ponti, va. Come se non c'è nessuno. Avanti, ponti, va. Sempre pizza noi verremo. E ritorno cambieremo. La mia meglio, mira la mia meglio, no.
This song brings on the beer, probably Rheingold. In New York City, where there are more Italians than in Naples, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Italian Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Mario Wills hitting a 400 over the first 5 ball games, leading off for the Dodgers. Last of the 4th inning. He was thrown out by Charlie Smith his first time up. Fouled down the left field line and out of play. Mets have the only hit in the game. Billy Cowan led off the ball game with a single. Billy was erased in a twin killing, and Sandy has retired 11 straight. I think we said 8 earlier. It should have been 11. Charlie Smith in real close at third against Maury Wells. McMillan takes up the slack at short. Ground ball hits foul down the third baseline. Fisher now with a 2-strike count on Wills. Wes Parker, the on-deck batter, and then Willie Davis. Now Maury wants the pine tar cloth to tighten up the grip on that bat handle.
Following the weekend set in San Francisco, Monday will be a travel day for Casey and the Mets. They'll be journeying to Houston. They'll have their first ball game in the new Astrodome against the Astros next Tuesday night. Two-strike delivery. Foul tip. He just got a piece of it. He actually started his swing quite late, realized he was going to be called out, and got the bat on it just enough to stay alive. Next flurry of action between the Mets and the Dodgers will all come in June. The Dodgers are in New York in mid-June, the 11th, 12th, and 13th for a big weekend series. And the Mets repay the visit starting on the 20th of June in Los Angeles. A smash it hard, a base hit to center field. Maury Wills, a real good two-strike hitter. He was really choking up on the bat and guarding that strike zone. And he hit a shot up the middle for a clean hit, the Dodgers' first base hit. And right now, around Dodger Stadium, the go-go cries start to come up. Maury has stolen six bases in the first five ballgames. Wes Parker will be coming on to hit. Now, Walter Alston called Parker back to the dugout to talk to him before he comes up. This is the thing that Alston had been talking about and the reason he petitioned the National League office. He wanted the on-deck hitter to be able to stay seated by him in the dugout. But that permission was denied because the idea is to speed up the ballgame. Parker, a switch hitter, and oh, how he can run. Batting left against Jack Fisher, and this is where the pressure is really on a pitcher. Wills on first with the crowd yelling go. Parker, a fast man, is the hitter. Parker hitting 364. Now Fisher off the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way. He's around the bunt, doesn't offer. It's over, strike one. Good pitch by Jack Fisher. He had a lot on it. Now Wes Parker. Reading the information from Preston Gomez. Charlie Dresden was here at the ballgame last night while Charlie was with the Dodgers. It was he who was more responsible than anyone else for signing Wes Parker with the Dodgers. Now Fisher steps off to hold Maury Wills. Jim Hickman holding against him. Charlie Smith in real close at third. He's almost halfway in. A throw to first, not in time. Maury swiped two on opening day in New York, and he got one in the opener of the series, or rather last night. Here's the pitch on the way. Bunted foul of the count, strike two, and let's see if they have him continue to try and lay it down. Anytime the Dodgers speedsters are on base, it puts tremendous pressure on the pitcher, and he really has to bear down. He has to try and hold the runner as close as possible and still get a lot on the pitch. Willie Davis, the fastest of them all, waiting on deck. Now Wills dancing off first base. For the first, almost had him leaning. He had to dive headlong to make it back that time. Good, quick move by Jack Fisher. For the first. Jack really mixing him up as he works on Maury Wills, and he's got Maury really scrambling to get back. Maury walking off of that lead so he can just turn and dive and grab. Now the two-strike pitch, a pitch out, no throw by Canizaro. Crowd got a kick out of the fact that the Mets did pitch out and nothing was on. The Mets had all the room in the world to pitch out there with a two-strike count. Nobody out. Wills on first base. One and two on Wes Parker. Now Fisher comes to the stop. Down comes the pitch. Ground ball going foul down the first baseline. Hit very slowly. So Maury Wills returns. The count stays at one and two on Wes Parker. Just a year ago, Wes Parker returned to the coast with the Dodgers simply because he was a first-year player. They did not want to risk losing him in the first-year draft, but he improved so much that he wound up playing in well over 100 ball games, and he really helped the Dodgers. Now he has arrived as a Dodger regular. Now Fisher steps off. Jack really mixing it up. Sometimes throwing quickly, sometimes into a slow stretch to stop, then the throw. Trying to make it difficult for Murray to read him. Parker lashes the batter around. Now Jack is ready once again. Here's the pitch on the way. A line drive foul down the right field line. Hickman made a lunge for it, but it was just beyond his reach. The ball was hit hard, a breaking ball. It was ripped foul down the right field line. Mets nothing and the Dodgers nothing. Each team has one hit. The Dodgers are hitting in the last of the fourth inning. Mets took the opener on Tuesday night behind Spahn, 3-2. The Dodgers won behind Drysdale and Miller last night, 5-1. Now another throw to first base, done in time. Count 1-2 on Parker. Now Fisher steps off. Jack using every device at his command to try and keep Maury Wills glued to the bag. Maury has told one and all he's going out to steal as many as he can this year. A high fly to deep center. Back goes Cowan. He has the range on it. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Wills is tagged. He's on his way to second. The peg. Safe at second. Close play. Long fly to center. Billy Cowan had to go back almost to the edge of the track to take it. Will tagged at first and moved over after the catch. Cowan really made a great peg. He had a long throw to make. It was right on the dime, but simply he was too deep to throw him out. Willie Davis, the batter. Maury Wills in scoring position, one man out. Willie 0-for-1 was retired on a fly to Billy Cowan his first time up. High fly to center field, not too deep. Just drifting back is Billy Cowan. He's under it. Wills tags. The catch is made. Here comes Wills. Here comes the peg. Not in time. He's safe at third. Once again, Maury Wills moves up a base on an outfield fly. That ball was hit to straightaway center, which gave Cowan a mighty long throw to make. Now the hitter is Tommy Davis. The Mets will have the infield back with two men down and the outfield shaded a little toward left against the two-time National League batting champion from Brooklyn. Johnny Roseboro crossed in the on-deck circle. Now Fisher looks Wills back at third. Now Fisher goes over the head. Down comes the pitch. It pops out of Kenneth Earl's glove. No advance. Chris gets to it in a hurry, and that really had the crowd moving to the edge of their seats. No doubt about the amount of excitement that Maury Wills adds to a ball game. Anytime he's on the baseline, the whole Dodger crowd just digs the fingernails right into the seat and advances to the edge. One ball and no strikes on Tommy Davis. Tommy 5-for-21 in the young season. Now Fisher is going to work off the stretch. Runner at third, two down. Low and outside, two balls and no strikes. Maury Wills named team captain by Walter Alston. And Maury has really responded to the added responsibility. He is giving it every ounce of determination. And he has announced that he would rather do than make a serious run at his 104 stolen bases. 2-0 delivery. Off the stretch, low it outside, ball three. So now Jack behind on Tommy, 3-0, and now it's Tommy Davis looking for the information from Preston Gomez, the third base coach. When Maury had his fantastic year and stole over 100 bases, he had Jim Gilliam batting behind him. Drive hit hard to right field, a clean base hit. Wills comes in to score. They let Davis hit 3-0, and he singles home the run. Tommy Davis getting his third RBI. Dodgers lead 1-0. The hitter is Jenny Roseborough. Walter Alston flashed the green light to Tommy on 3-0, and he singles to the opposite field, scoring Maury Wills. A strike on the inside corner. Actually, it nicked the bat handle and came into Canizero's mitt. So Maury's speed certainly helped to manufacture that run. Without the speed, which enabled him to go to second on a fly to center and third on a fly to center, he could not have scored. Johnny Roseborough drew a walk his first time up. High fly to center field. Coming in on this one is Billy Cowan. Billy's under it waiting, and the side is out. Three putouts in center for Billy Cowan. One run, two hits. No errors, and one left on. So it was a single by Maury, and the speed of Maury Wills with a timely hit of Tommy Davis that provides the Dodgers with the first run of the night. And the score at the end of four, the Dodgers won, and the New York Mets nothing. Right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY and WGFN Schenectady, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
The brand new 1965 Mets yearbook is fresh off the presses and all ready for you. It has the up-to-date facts and figures on all of our Mets, plus 258 action photographs. The lifetime records of all the Mets, including the first year men, are there in complete detail. And as a special extra, there's a full squad picture on the back cover suitable for framing. There's a special section on new Mets, Yogi Berra and Warren Spahn, with plenty of pictures. So to get the new 1965 Mets yearbook, send 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Repeating the address, Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. We're going now to the top half of the fifth inning with the Dodgers leading by a score of 1-0. And once again, here's Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay. Jim Hickman comes up against Sandy Koufax in the fifth inning. The Dodgers now have a 1-0 lead. Not many base runners in baseball today would have gone from first to second on that fly to center, despite the fact that it was hit deep, because Billy Cowan made such an outstanding peg. As it was a fairly close play at second. Now the windup, the pitch to Hickman, and the breaking ball is over. Strike one called. Best shot hit by the Mets so far was the long drive Christopher nailed off Sandy as the last out in the fourth. A swing and a miss to count strike two. Sandy working consistently ahead of the batter. Just missed the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Koufax working on a string right now. He has retired 11 straight hitters. Now Sandy with a 1-2 count on Jim Hickman. The pitch to Jim. Hit hard. A liner to short. Caught by Wills. He blistered that one. And the last two men up for New York have hit the ball hard. Christopher deep to left, 380 feet out. And that was a sizzling liner right straight at Maury Wills. One away and nobody on. That brings up Charlie Smith. Charlie missed the game last night. He had jammed his shoulder slightly in making the tag play on Johnny Roseborough the night before. Or on Tommy Davis, beg your pardon. Pitches over for a call strike. Now Sandy over the head. Around comes that valuable left arm. A liner hit hard into center field. A base hit. Charlie Smith takes the turn, and he's on. And that's three in a row who have rocked it hard against Sandy. Now one out and one on. The tying run is on. And coming up is Ron Swoboda. Ron hit the ball hard his first time up. He hit a curveball and grounded out third to first. But it was pulled, and it was hit well. Each team now has two hits. Dodgers in front, 1-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Wes Parker will hold against base runner Charlie Smith. A swing and a miss, strike one. 20-year-old Ron Swoboda playing his second year of professional baseball. Ron has wonderful power when he gets a hold of one.
Now the pitch underway. High pop-up outside first down the right field line, coming over LeFevre, the second baseman, and he takes it in foul territory just across the line. So Ron Swoboda fouls out to LeFevre. Two men down in the New York fifth inning, and that brings up Bobby Clouse. Bobby was retired on a soft drive to left center, leading off in the third inning. Johnny Roseborough, the Iron Man in the mask, crossed behind the plate, handling Sandy Koufax. Pitch thrown, a swing and a miss, and a high hard one. He threw that one up in his eyes, and Bobby went right after it. Now Koufax off the stretch. Ground ball whacked toward the hole, taken in the hole by Wills. Throw to second, a forced play, the side is out. Beauty of a play by Maury Wills. He went deep in the hole, made the snag, and had to whirl and throw off balance, and he threw accurately to Jim LeFevre to force Charlie Smith. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. So we've come in a hurry halfway through. At the end of four and a half, the score, the Dodgers won, and the New York Mets nothing. And now a word from Cool Filter Kings.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough until you change to Cool. Just not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool. With rich tobacco, Cool White Filter, extra coolness too. Discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cool come through for you.
Only Cools come through for you with an exclusive blend of rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness. Cool Filter Kings, the cigarette that brings you the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. So, if your cigarette is not tasting cool enough, come all the way up to Cool. You'll be glad you did.
You'll be smoking Cool all the time once you come up to Cool.
Come up to Cool. Cool Filter Kings. Buy a carton today.
Ron Fairley is up against Jack Fisher in the last half of the fifth inning. Breaking ball taken low inside, one ball and no strikes. Tom Gorman umpiring the plate, former left-hand hurler, fires the ball out to Jack Fisher. Fairley hit a hard line drive into a double play his first time up. It was a good play by Bobby Clouse. Bobby made a leaping grab and then fired to first to double up Roseborough. Too high. Two balls and no strikes. Gary Kroll tomorrow night against the Giants. Gary beat the Giants the second game of the Sunday doubleheader at Shea Stadium. Tom Parsons on Saturday, Al Jackson and Warren Spahn Sunday. Good pitch on the outside corner. He shaved it. Two balls and a strike. Ron Fairley batting number six in the Dodger order. Jim LeFevre on deck, and then John Kennedy, 6, 7, and 8 in the Dodger batting order. 2-1 delivery. Hit in the air deep down the left field line. It may stay fair and be trouble. Fair ball. It bounces into the stands, a ground rule double. Ron Fairley with a long line double down the left field line. It's 330 feet to the foul pole. That ball hit about 3 feet shy of the foul pole and low fence, low screen that protects the field by its customers, and bounced into the seats. A ground rule double by Ron Fairley. Johnny Lewis narrowly missed a home run in that spot last night. Now the Dodgers have their third hit of the game, and coming up is Jim LeFevre. Once again, Walter Alston called Jim LeFevre back to talk to him before he came up to hit. LeFevre, a switch hitter, will be batting left against Fisher. He was out on strikes in the third inning. LeFevre has had 6 hits this year, and they've all been extra base hits. 5 doubles and a triple. Now Fisher whirls, driving the runner back. Here's the pitch on the way. Slider missing inside, one ball and no strikes. John Kennedy on deck, then Sandy Koufax. Charlie Smith playing even with the bag, wide of the line at third. Roy McMillan a stride or two over toward second. Lefebvre choking up just a little bit on the handle of the bat. A line drive looped into short center field. It'll be in for a base hit. Cowan grabs it on a hop. They hold the runner fairly up at third on a good strong throw coming in from Billy Cowan. Runners on first and third. Ron Fairley had all he could do to stop. He almost ran through the stoplight of Preston Gomez. When he tried to slam him on, he almost toppled over. That's the first single that Jim Lefebvre has collected this year. Prior to that base hit, that single, he had six hits. They'd all been extra base hits. This one is a single into short center. And now Walter Alston is calling John Kennedy back to the dugout. Walter is really supplying the reasons as to why he wanted to get permission to have the on-deck batter sit by him in the dugout. Permission was denied by the National League office. Walter feels he has newcomers and youngsters this year that he can help if he can have them next to him before they come up to hit. He didn't feel it would slow up the ball game any. But three different times now, Ralph, he has called his on-deck hitter back to the dugout.
Well, Bob, you can tell him all you want, but when you get up there, you're on your own.
Like Henry Aaron saying, I didn't come up here to read, huh? Runners at first and third. The pitch to Kennedy, a swing and a miss, strike one. Ron Fairley is on third. Jim Lefebvre on first.
Like they say, don't let them throw the fastball by you. Make sure that you don't get fooled in the curve.
Execution is something else. Ground ball flashed to shortstop. The ball goes to second for one. On to first. Double play, and the runner, Fairley, held at third. Ron Fairley held at third. He did not try to go on the ground ball, hit the shortstop. Ralph, I guess they must have thought that McMillan was going to go to the plate if he broke.
Well, the one thing there, Bob, and Fairley knows it right now because he's got his head right straight down as though he's been a bad boy at school. You got to go because you have to try and break up the double play. It's automatic, and he didn't go.
Well, he sure didn't, and as you say, Ron probably feels worse than anybody in the ballpark right now. Fans come up to Kool for the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Kool Filter King. Now Sandy pops it up in foul territory. Hickman has a play on it. And he makes the catch to side is out. So the Dodgers had runners on first and third. Nobody out. They failed to score. The Mets getting their second double play in five innings. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. And now five innings complete. The Dodgers, one run, four hits, no errors. New York, no runs, two hits, and no errors. Now the ground crew is coming out to manicure the diamond for the second half of the ball game. Say, remember the 23-inning game with the Giants last year? Who will ever forget it? A triple play started by Roy McMillan, great pitching. Then the absolute epitome in pitching, Jim Bunning's perfect ball game on Father's Day at Shea Stadium. Or the Mets' near upset of the pennant-bound Cardinals the last weekend of the season. Well, now you can relive these exciting moments of Mets history and many more by getting the brand-new Let's Go Mets record album. You'll hear the play-by-play highlights of our most memorable Mets broadcast. The voices of Casey Stengel, Ron Hunt, Al Jackson, and other top Mets performers right in your own home. Now, all you have to do to get your own copy of the Let's Go Mets record album is to send $3 to Mets Album, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Make your check payable to the New York Mets. Again, that's Mets Album, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. The album is enclosed in a handsome full-color jacket and costs $3. Tuesday night of the opener of this series, Tommy Davis was on third when a ground ball was hit back to Spahny, and he broke for the plate to break it up, and Spahny, not sure he could get to, got Davis, and then went on to win. Right now, we're going to the sixth inning, and a man who knows the game inside and out, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob. The first man up is Chris Cannizzaro. And the first pitch by Koufax, a curveball in for strike one. Rather an unusual game for Sandy Koufax. He has only chalked up three strikeouts so far. Sandy has been one of the top strikeout artists in baseball. Next pitch is a fastball high. It's one ball and one strike. Sandy twice in his career has struck out 18 batters in one game, one time at night against the Giants, one time in the daytime against the Cubs. Next pitch back is swung on. It's strike two. Against the Cubs, he tied Bob Feller's record for strikeouts in a day game, which is a major league record. Koufax also holds the National League record for strikeouts in one season. Fastball fouled away. The count will stay at 1-2. Sandy in 1963 struck out 306 batters in one season. That set an all-time National League record. One ball, two strikes. The left-hander back again, and the drive deep to left center field. It's going to go way back there. Tommy Davis is back in the warning track. He makes the catch. Tommy Davis, about 370 feet away, a long run in the left center field, and Chris Canisero's out. Second time that Tommy has taken care of him. One away here in the top of the sixth. Dodgers leading 1-0. That brings up Jack Fisher. Jack, one of the three strikeout victims by Sandy Koufax. He chalked up three in a row, getting Jack Fisher, Billy Cowan, and Roy McMillan. Bottom half of the third and the top of the fourth. And Koufax now into the windup, back to the plate. A bunt attempt, it's missed as strike one. Fastball missed by Jack Fisher. Jack trying to bunt past the pitcher, and he caught John Kennedy a little bit deep at third, but he missed the pitch. Strike one pitch is a check swing foul ball out of play. Strike two. Sandy Koufax, who has pitched three no-hit games working against the Mets. 1962, he pitched one against the Mets, 5-0. He walked five in that game. Pitched a no-hitter against the Giants in 63. Next pitch is swung on, foul tip. And the ball popped out of the glove of John Roseboro, and the count holds at strike two. His third no-hit game was a good one, a 3-0 win against the Phils, in which he pitched to 27 men. Next pitch is ball one. So the count now at one ball and two strikes. And that one, he walked one, but a double play took the runner off. 1-2 pitch, a curveball in there, looked at it, strike three. Koufax with strikeout number four now. That's twice that he has picked up Jack Fisher, and he'll now pitch to the leadoff batter, Billy Cowan. Billy has struck out and singled. He has one of the two hits that Sandy has given up. The other was by Charlie Smith in the center field. Cowan, a right-hand batter. The first pitch occurs, swung over and missed, sort of weakly at strike one. Koufax signed for $17,000, was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers. Most valuable player in 1963. Struck out 15 against the Yankees in 63. A fastball missed for strike two. That's an all-time World Series record. Sandy last year led the league in earned runs with a 1.74 ERA. Second time in a row. Next pitch, a curve high. Make it the third time in a row. He won 19 and lost 5 and was out for over a month. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch, curveball, bounced to third. Kennedy starts in, holds, takes the second hop, throws across in time to get Billy Cowan on a close play. 5-3 to retire the side, 1-2-3 for Sandy Koufax. And the score at the end of 5.5, the Dodgers won, the Mets nothing. Yet the boat isn't something you row or sail. You sing it like this.
Jedzie Bot is a song that gets sung over and over at Polish parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Piwo is the traditional Polish call for beer.
And often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Poles than in all of Świdnica, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Polish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the sixth, a 1-0 pitching duel between Sandy Koufax and Jack Fisher. And the man coming up for the Dodgers, the man that started off the rallies that gave the Dodgers the 1-0 lead in the fourth, Maury Wills. Maury singled to center field, went to second on the fly ball to center field, went to third on the fly ball to center field, and then scored in the single by Tommy Davis. First pitch is taken for ball one. Maury 1-for-2 in the ballgame, batting .429. 9 hits and 21 times up. Left-hand batter against the right-hander, and he bounces one down to Jim Hickman at first base. Jim in front of it, comes up with it, goes to the bag for the out. Well, it's always a good omen as far as the opposition is concerned when they get Maury Wills out when he leads off in the inning. Now the batter will be Wes Parker. Wes is 0-for-2. Start of the ball game, being on base 7 consecutive times before this game. 4 hits and 3 walks. Left-hand batter against the right-hander. He takes inside. It's ball one. He was out to bunt the ball and took off at the last second. Chris Cannizzaro discussing it whether or not he actually bunted at the ball, but he got the bat out of the way, and it's called ball one. Parker batting at .348. 8 hits and 23 times up. Charlie Smith at third base, shortened up. Now Jack Fisher back again, and he misses high with a slip pitch. It's ball two. Jack has given up one run. He has allowed 4 hits. And in that time, he has struck out 2 and walked 1. One man down in the bottom half of the sixth. Now the right-hander with the side. Here's his pitch to Wes Parker. It's in there, a slider breaking across the letters. It's strike one. Jack 0-0 for the year. He lost a win in the top of the ninth inning to Houston when he was leading 4-2, gave up a walk and a home run. He left the game. Was not involved in the decision. 2-1 delivery. Bounced slowly foul down the right side. Jim Gilliam picks it up. First base coach now for the Dodgers. And he tosses it away. Jim with aspirations to be a manager someday in the major leagues. Fine baseball player for the Dodgers. Over many years, he started out in Ebbets Field. 2 balls, 2 strikes. One of the few left on the ball club. And the pitch back is taken just a little bit too high for ball three. A full count now in Wes Parker. On deck batter, Willie Davis. Dodgers leading 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the sixth. One man away. Fisher taking the signs from Chris Cannizzaro. Now he goes into the windup bend. He comes back, and the pitch is bounced to second. Over is Bobby Clouse in front of the ball. He throws the first for the out. Throw two away in the ground now here in the bottom half of the sixth. That brings up Willie Davis. Willie, in his two times at bat, has run Billy Cowan back deep in center field. Both times, Billy hauling down the ball. 0-for-2. He is batting .182. 4 hits and 22 times up. One of his hits, a home run. The Dodgers have only 3 home runs so far this year. They all came in the road. Willie Davis, Ron Fairley, and Don Drysdale. Don getting his home run, a deep one to center field against the Mets. A swing and a change of pace for strike one. Willie Davis fooled completely. Willie, a man of 1,000 chances, although so far in the 3-game series, he has used the same one every time. He has given up the Sam Usual stance. He had that for a while, thought that was the answer. One strike delivery. Again, the changeup, and it's outside. So Jack Fisher coming right back, and the count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Willie at one time a right-hand batter. He's on the right side of the plate with his speed. Here's the 1-1 delivery. It's sliced off to left field. Coming strongly, Joe Christopher. He can't get to it. Ball bounces in on one hop. Joe takes it, throws into second base, and Willie Davis holds it first. Dodgers now with their fifth base hit. A fast man at first base, and the batter is Tommy Davis. Tommy, one for two. He has driven in the only run of the ball game. Single to right field, scoring Maury Wills from third. Well, right here, you can see some action at first base because the Dodgers undoubtedly will want to see Willie Davis down at second. 2 men away, bottom half of the sixth. Maury Wills, the only man on the Dodger club with a stolen base so far. He has 6. Willie does not go. The pitch is taken low. It's ball one, and Tommy Davis holds up his hand. Ball is down low, but Chris Canizero came up with it. Tommy holding up the stop sign. Tommy Davis with tape on his handle of his bat. Now Fisher sets again. Short lead by Willie, and the pitch is check swing foul ball off to the right side. That time, Jack Fisher, pitching quickly, caught Willie Davis close to the bag. He was no more than about 2 steps away. Counted 1 ball and 1 strike. Well, this is a situation where everybody's alert. Chris Canizero, of course, the catcher. He's the man they have to depend upon. Shortstop and second baseman shorten up for a throw to second. Now Willie Davis with a lead. He goes. Here's the pitch. It's taken. A throw to second base in time, and he is out. Fine play by Chris Canizero, the tag made on a great throw by Bobby Clown. So, Willie Davis thrown out in his attempted steal, the side retired. No runs, 1 hit. No errors and no one left on base. And the score at the end of 6. The Dodgers won the Mets nothing. Here's a driving tip from the makers of Super Shell, the gasoline for good mileage.
Can you read your car's smoke signals?
Game continues at the beginning of side 3.
Not. Can you read your car's smoke signals? The color of exhaust smoke may be a clue to what's going on in your engine. Listen while local Shell dealers explain.
If the smoke is black, your engine's getting more fuel than it can handle and sending some of it out the exhaust only partly burned. That'll cut your mileage. Have your carburetor and automatic choke checked. Blue smoke means your car is burning oil, and that means trouble. See your... White smoke on startup is normal. Just moisture going out the exhaust and condensing as steam.
Next time you drive, check your car's smoke signals. Remember, if exhaust smoke is white, there's nothing to worry about. But if it's black or blue, it could mean trouble. See your Shell dealer. He's also an expert at stopping trouble before it starts. Your Shell dealer is always glad to help you. Service is his business.
Moving now to the top of the 7th inning. A pitcher's duel between Sandy Koufax and Jack Fisher. Dodgers in front, 1-0, and now the Mets will come up here in the 7th. First man up will be Roy McMillan. He'll be followed by Joe Christopher. Then the next batter will be Jim Hickman. Roy is 0-2. And the first pitch by Koufax. A curveball, 2-0 for ball 1. Sandy has given up 2 base hits in the ball game. He has struck out 4 batters and walked none. Now the 1-0 delivery, curveball back and outside for ball 2. And now out in the right field sector, the familiar chant heard so often in Shea Stadium, "Let's go, Mets." So from coast to coast, it's "Let's go, Mets" for the New York Ball Club. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Fastball, look at it, strike 1. Sandy, prior to this inning, had thrown 76 pitches. He has thrown a lot of baseballs. Pitch back is high, and it is ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. So now he is up to 79 pitches. But he will normally throw a lot of pitches because he strikes out a lot of men. Here tonight, though, he has not struck out
too many men. He has struck out four. 3-1 pitch in there at strike two. Full count on Roy McMillan. He was taking all away. But then he with his control just a shade off here, going down the line in quite a few batters. Right now, down the line on Roy McMillan with the on-deck batter, Joe Christopher. And the pitch is fouled away. So Sandy has thrown six pitches now to Roy McMillan. The count stays at 3-2. Roy McMillan, Joe Christopher, and Jim Hickman against the left-hander here in the top of the seventh. The Dodgers leading by a score of 1-0. 3-2 again. It's high ball four, and Koufax walks his first man. Time run going to first base with no one out. Right now, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY and WGFM Schenectady, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Los Angeles, California. Another fine baseball game coming from the West Coast. Mets won the first one, a real thriller, 3-2. Warren Spahn, the winning pitcher. He is now throwing and loosening up in the bullpen, not for this game, but for his proposed start on Sunday when the Mets face the Giants. First pitch now to Christopher. Bunted hard to third is foul. Good thing for the Mets, the ball was foul because Kennedy had had a shot at second base. Ball was bunted a little bit too hard by Joe Christopher. It was fouled by about a foot. Roy McMillan charging down to second, slid in, but no play there on the foul ball. One strike count on Joe Christopher. Mets, when they go to San Francisco tomorrow, will see Gary Kroll pitching for them against Gaylord Perry. On Saturday, it'll be Tom Parsons against Jack Sanford. And on the doubleheader Sunday, Al Jackson and Warren Spahn against Juan Marichal and Bob Bolden. These are the proposed pitchers. Game time, incidentally, in San Francisco will be at 8:15 Pacific Coast time. Pitch back to Christopher High at ball one. One ball, one strike. That means we'll be on the air tomorrow night at 11:10 New York time. That's what the tying run at first base. No one out, top of the seventh. They trail by one. Dodgers scoring the one run in this ball game in the fourth. Sandy Koufax taking the sign. He looks at first base, comes back. The runner goes. The ball hit down the short. Miami goes on through. Roy McMillan goes to third base. Joe Christopher holds at first base, and the ball going right through Boy Wells. It's scored there. But it's doubtful whether or not he would have had a play at second base anyway, because on the play, Roy McMillan was near the bag and would probably have made it into second. But they lose the chance of picking up an out at first base, and now the Mets have runners at first and third, time run at third base, and with no one out, the batter will be Jim Hickman. Coming up in the bullpen, just before that error, Ron Baranowski, a left-hander. Saw a conference at the mound. Maury Wells talking with Sandy Koufax. John Roseboro also there. Mets with runners at first and third. First time in the game they have had a man all the way to third base. Also the first time that they have had a man that has reached second base. Koufax giving up only two hits. One of them came in the first, erased by a double play. The other came in the fifth. Jim Hickman, the batter. He is 0-2. Infield looking for the double play. The first pitch is a strike call. Jim moving out as though to bunt toward second base, taking the pitch. It's strike one. Second baseman Jim LaFever playing back for the double play. Maury Wills also back. Dodgers willing to give up a run here in the top of the seventh. The run, of course, would be the time run. But they're worrying about the go-ahead run at first. Next pitch back is fouled off. It's strike two. So Koufax out in front, 0-2 on Jim Hickman. Jim still looking for his first hit in this 1965 season. He is 0 for 10. Jim played at third base last night and turned in a fine play at third. Tonight he's playing at first. Casey using his right-hand hitting lineup against the left-hander. Now Koufax at two strikes. He struck him out. Jim Heckman swinging and missing for strike three. Strikeout number five for Sandy Koufax. It leaves runners at first and third. And with one away, it brings up Charlie Smith. Charlie with one of the two hits. He singled to center field in the fifth. Now again, a conference at the mound. Koufax talking with first baseman Wes Parker, third baseman John Kennedy, and catcher John Roseboro. Right here, they're discussing, obviously, the possibility of a bunt play and or whether or not they will go for two. So the infield sets back. They're going to lay back for the double play. Dodgers one run, five hits, and that's no runs in two. And Charlie Smith, the batter. Charlie, a right-hand batter, standing fairly deep in the batter's box. And the first pitch by Koufax. Line to left, down the line, no, it's foul. Line drive, down the line, foul by about 10 feet. That one would have been good for two, possibly three, if it had been fair. Holding at third base, watching Roy McMillan. He did not leave the bag. Going back to first base after moving on down around second, Joe Christopher. One strike down on Charlie Smith. The on-deck batter, Ron Swoboda. So, Sandy Koufax now back on the pitching rubber. He looks at first, goes home again, and the pitch is taken. A fastball at the knees, strike two. So Koufax, as he did on Hickman, gets way out in front, 0-2, this time on Charlie Smith. Sandy sets again. Here's two-strike delivery. Inside, high inside for ball one. Charlie Smith nodding away. It's one ball, two strikes. Don Hefner pacing back and forth in the third base coaching box. Yogi Berra paying close attention to Joe Christopher at first. Al Koufax sets again. It's 1-2 pitch. It is swung on a miss, strike three. So Koufax picking up his second strikeout in the inning. Number six in the ball game, and now he has 2 men away, and it's up to Ron Swoboda. Ron is 0 for 2. Right hand batter. Hit a curveball hard to third his first time up. Fouled out his second. Dodgers leading 1-0. The Mets with runners at first and third. 2 men away. Top of the seven. Now Koufax with his first pitch. It is swung on and missed. A hard fastball. Strike one. Koufax up around the letters with blazing speed. Well, in this spot, Sandy, of course, giving all he has. This is the ball game at this point. Ron Paranofsky warming up in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Here's the one-strike delivery. Fastball is tight, though, and it's ball one. One ball, one strike. No doubt about it, Lindsay, from up here, and I'm glad we're up here right now. He appears faster than at any time in the ball game.
No question about that. He's bearing down. This is it. He's giving it everything he's got here.
One ball, one strike. Koufax looking at first base, and it's pitched back. It is too low for ball two. Breaking pitch down below the knees, two balls and one strike. Ron Swoboda batting for the first time against the left-hander Sandy Koufax. Ron, a second-year player in professional baseball, batted 276 last year at Williamsport. And he takes on the outside corner, a fastball, strike two. So Koufax now at two balls and two strikes with runners at first and third, 2 men out. On deck batter is Bobby Clouse. Sandy now in the stretch position. His pitch. It is hit hard to short. By off the glove of Maury Wells at a run of score. Throw to second base, not in time. And Travolta is on at first with a base hit. That was a line smash at Maury Wells. He could do nothing but defend against it, just protect himself. He got his glove on it, knocked it down, hustled to pick it up. He threw to second base to Lefevre, but not in time. And scoring from third with a tying run, Roy McMillan. Boy, that ball was hit harder than it was pitched. So Ron Swoboda coming through with a big one for the New York Mets. His third major league hit. His other two were home runs. And the score is now tied with Bobby Clouse coming up. Swoboda, a 20-year-old, hanging in there tightly and coming up with a hit. Runners at first and second. The pitch to Clouse. A slow curveball too high for ball one. Run batted in for Ron Swoboda, his third run batted in of the season. And the next pitch to Clouse is in for a call strike. Count now at one ball and one strike. That's picking up their third base hit in the ballgame. This inning started off with a 3-2 walk to Roy McMillan, the first by Koufax. An error on a hit and run play when Joe Christopher got on first base on the error by the shortstop Wills. Two strikeouts and then the base hit by Swoboda. Pitch back is popped up in foul territory. It goes out of play. So once again, Koufax has reached the two strike count. This time, 1-2 on Bobby Clouse. On deck batter, Chris Canizero. Dodgers 1-run, 5 hits. The Mets have 1-3. Now Koufax in position. His next pitch, a curveball, swung on and missed, strike three. So Sandy Koufax strikes out the side. But in between his first, second, and then third, a base hit by Ron Swoboda. And that base hit, a big one, to tie up the ball game. 1 run on 1 hit, 1 error, 2 men left on, a walk involved, and the score at the end of 6.5. The Mets won, the Dodgers won. If someone offers you a stuffy girl, don't eat it. Dance it like this.
The Hasapiko is spirited and lively. It makes Greek Americans feel like dancing, and dance they do, until they work up a fearful thirst. Then they call for different music. Nina Nai Nai is music a Greek drinks to. He'll sit down, call for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Greeks than in all of Sparta, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is doing great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Greek Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the seventh, the score tied at 1-1. Jack Fisher on the mound for the Mets, and he will be pitching against Tommy Davis, who was left at the plate, and Willie Davis was thrown out in the bottom half of the sixth, trying to steal second. It'll be Tommy Davis, who has driven in the one Dodger run, John Roseboro and Ron Farrelly against the right hand, and the first pitch is sidearmed and hit foul, bouncing just over the glove of Charlie Smith, and just foul. That pitch just missing, going for an extra base hit. Tommy Davis, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, batting at .261. Well, the excitement of this ballgame picking up here in the top of the seventh. Dodgers getting out to a first run lead in the fourth inning. Mets tying up the game in the seventh. Pitch back, a changeup hit deep foul down the left field line. Pitch was up in the eyes of Tommy Davis, and the count now at 0-2. Oh, Tommy with one extra base hit so far this year. That was a double against the Mets. Now Fisher back again. A sidearm pitch. It's inside this time, and it's ball one. Frank Lurie joining Warren Spahn in the bullpen for the Mets. Frank, of course, the number one relief man at this point for the Mets. Jack Fisher, who has given up five hits now with the sign, and his pitch back. Slip pitch fouled down in the dirt. Tommy Davis again going for a changeup and fouling the ball straight on down. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Jack with the new ball, rubbing the shine off. Crowd here quieting down now as the game gets into the final stages, a 1-1 ball game. No one away, bottom half of the seventh. Now Fisher into the windup. His pitch to Tommy Davis. Fastball fouled to the right side out of play. Jack had the fastball by Davis. He just slices off to the right side. So the count will stay at 1-2. Jack throwing a lot of change of pace, setting up his fastball here tonight. One, two delivery. It is punched towards second base. Bobby Krause in front of it picks it up, throws the first base for the out. Tommy Davis fooled by a breaking pitch, sort of just punched the ball out towards second base, and the play made by Bobby Krause. One away in the bottom half of the seventh. The batter will be John Roseboro. John has walked and flied to center field, the only walk that Jack Fisher has given up. He has struck out two. Jack getting his two strikeouts in the third, picking up Jim Lefebvre and Sandy Koufax. Jack worked through the first nine men without giving up a base hit, then gave up two hits in the fourth for the one run. Change up, popped up. Second baseman Bobby Krause on the dirt part of the infield waiting, and he puts it away. So Bobby with an assist and a put out here in the seventh inning. It brings up Ron Fairley. Ron had a ground rule double to left field his second time up after being retired in a great double play started by Bobby Krause. He went to third base in a single to center field by Jim Lefebvre and stood at third base while the Mets pulled off a double play. And he was left at third when Sandy Koufax fouled out. Fairly a left-hand batter. Batting at 250, and the first pitch to him is a changeup low for ball one. Rahm with five hits, one of them a home run and 20 times up. 1-0 pitch. Sinking fastball outside. It's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. On deck batter, Jim Lefebvre. Jack Fisher being somewhat careful here with Fairley, who has pretty good power. 2-0 delivery. Hit hard by the first baseman Hickman down the right field line. Coming over, right fielder Svoboda. He bobbles it. The throw into second base is offline, and Fairley goes in safely. Ball is hit by Hickman, a bullet. Ron Svoboda came over to get to it. He was in front of it. In his haste, he bobbled the ball. It seemed short, a base hit and an error. And the Dodgers now have a tie-breaking run at second base with two men out. And the batter is Jim Lefebvre. First error by the Mets. Errors even at one apiece. Now Jack Fisher will contend with the left-hand hitting Jim Lefebvre. Jim, one for two in the ball game. And the first pitch by Jack is hit hard toward first. Taken and knocked down by Hickman. He goes to the bag by himself and makes the play. And that retires the side. Jim on the ball, bobbling the one hopper. It was sort of a half hop. But he kept the ball in front of him. Then went to the bag after picking up the ball for the out. No runs, one hit, one error, and one man left on. And the score at the end of seven, the Mets won, the Dodgers won. In other ball games in the National League, Cincinnati lost their spot on top of the National League when Chicago defeated them 3-2. The winning pitcher was Abernathy in relief for Cal Goons. He came in the ballgame in the eighth. The losing pitcher was McCool, who relieved O'Toole in the eighth inning. Edwards had the only home run of the ballgame in the eighth. That was the only game scheduled in the National League. In the American League, two games scheduled. Minnesota defeated New York 8-2 behind Jim Codd, who went all the way for a five-hitter. Losing pitcher was Al Downing. Home runs in the ballgame, Oliva had two. One in the seventh with a man on, one in the ninth with a man on. Rosales had one in the ninth with no one on. Baltimore smashed Washington 18-4. Winning pitcher was Wally Bunker, who did not go all the way. He had help from Palmer in the sixth inning. Losing pitcher was Phil Ortega, the first of six used by Gil Hodges. Home runs in the game, Robinson in the first with a man on, Lefery in the first with a man on, and Aparicio in the eighth with no one on. Only game scheduled in the American League. So three games in so far, this one's still in doubt. The Mets playing in the top of the eighth inning with the score tied at 1-1. And here to take you the rest of the way, Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph, it's Chris Canizero coming up for the Mets here in the top half of the eighth inning. He's been up twice and both times hits the ball well to deep left field. Sandy Koufax, to this point, has struck out seven and walked one. Score tied, 1-1. Canizero steps into the batter's box. John Kennedy at third base, guarding the line. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball high for ball one. Seven inning totals for the Mets, one run, three hits, one error. For the Dodgers, one run, six hits, one error. Here's the pitch, swung on and foul back, out of play. 1-1 is the count. The three Met hits so far, a leadoff single in the first inning by Billy Cowan. A single by Charlie Smith in the fifth inning. And a single in the seventh by Svoboda off the glove of Maury Wills at shortstop. Here's a 1-1 pitch, and it's in for a called strike. 1-2. Jack Fisher, wearing the jacket, is kneeling in the on-deck circle. Casey single in the Met dugout, pacing up and down. Koufax with the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to third. Taken by John Kennedy. Crossed the diamond to where Parker and Canizero is out. One away, nobody on base, and Jack Fisher's coming up. He has been a twice. He's been a strikeout victim on both occasions. He's getting a hand from the Dodger fans here as he comes up. We hope that you enjoy these broadcasts of the Mets games, and we hope you'll enjoy a Rheingold beer along with the game. Fisher is a right-hand batter facing left-hander Sandy Koufax. Pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball for strike one. Ron Peronoski still is throwing in the Dodger bullpen. And Fisher tries to bunt and misses for strike two, trying to bunt his way on, trying to dump it down the third baseline. But now with two strikes on Fisher, Kennedy retreats to a deep third base. Here's a two-strike delivery. Swung on and fouled off right off the end of the bat. And on deck, Cowan has to play a little hopscotch to get out of the way. Count holds a two strikes to Jack Fisher. The Dodgers won and the Mets won. Two-strike delivery, swung on and missed, and Sandy Koufax has struck Fisher out three times. He has a total of eight strikeouts in the game. Two men out, nobody on base, and Billy Cowan coming up. Cowan is 1-for-3. Here's a pitch swung on and missed for strike one. 20,888 paid here tonight. Tomorrow night, the Mets are at Candlestick Park in San Francisco against the Giants. There again on Saturday and a doubleheader on Sunday. And on Monday, the Mets are off, but it'll be a travel day for them as they travel down to Houston, Texas. The strike one pitch. High for a ball, it's 1-1. Mets will be in Houston on Tuesday night and Wednesday night, playing in the Astrodome for the first time. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on and hit on the line to left. It's in there for a base hit. One hop by Tommy Davis. Played back. And Cowan takes his turn at first and holds with his second hit of the night. It's the fourth hit for the Mets off Koufax. It comes here on the top of the eighth with two men out. And Roy McMillan's coming up. Roy hit into a double play in the first inning. Struck out swinging in the fourth and walked and later scored the Met run in the top of the seventh. Koufax bends from the waist this time to get the sign. Wes Parker holds against Cowan at first base. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Joe Christopher moves out to the on-deck circle for the Mets. Now Sandy checks and throws over to first. Cowan's back easily at first base. The pitch to McMillan is in there for a call. Strike two. Got an outside corner. Sandy was using a head fake to hold Cowan close at first. Again, Sandy looks for his sign. And throws over to first. Ball is dropped there by Parker, although Cowan was back safely anyway. McMillan stepped out of the batter's box. Now he's back in. Two men out and a runner at first with a score tied, 1-1. Here's a throw over, not in time. Runner goes, and the pitch gets away from Roseboro. It was low and rolls on back in the middle and slides in, although there was no play on him at second. And it scores a wild pitch. A wild pitch charged against Sandy Koufax as that ball was down low. Lindsay, I kind of doubt whether they can score that as a wild pitch. It has to be a stolen base. I think they might correct that thing. He was running, and no play was made on him as it was down low, and Roseboro chased it on back. So the count, it is now changed. You're absolutely right, Ralph. It is now changed to stolen base. So McMillan is at, Cowan is at second, and the count to McMillan is 1-2. Here is a swing out of this. Tipped it back into the glove of Roseboro. Slight tip, and he held on. And strikeout number 9 is chalked up for Sandy Koufax as the Mets in the top of the eighth. Got no runs. They had one hit. No errors, a stolen base and one left, and the score at the end of 7.5 innings is the Mets 1 and the Dodgers 1. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough until you change to Cool. Just not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool.
And right now is a good time to come up, all the way up to Cool Filter King. Cool is the only cigarette that gives you rich, mellow tobaccos, Cool's white filter, and extra coolness. Discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cool's come through for you with the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette.
With rich tobacco, Cool's white filter, extra coolness too.
Discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cool come through for you.
You'll be smoking Cool.
Come all the way up to Cool. Discover extra coolness. Smoke Cool, Filter Kings.
We're going to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and John Kennedy is up to lead off for the Dodgers. He's number 8 in the batting order. Pitcher Sandy Koufax is scheduled up second in the inning. The score is tied 1-1. The Dodgers have Joe Mohler and Bob Miller working in the bullpen. The Mets have Frank Larry and Galen Sisco throwing in the bullpen. Jack Fisher is still in the ballgame. Delivers the first pitch to Kennedy, and it's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Koufax comes out to the on-deck circle wearing the jacket. Again, Jack with the pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left field. Going back is McMillan, and coming over is Christopher. He's near the line in fair territory, and Christopher makes the catch. So there's one away, and right now we're going to step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY and WGFM, Schenectady, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
This is Lindsay Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, and Sandy Koufax is up there now. He's a right-hand batter. Struck out and fouled out to first base in his two previous appearances at the plate. Here's a pitch swung on and missed. He took a hefty cut all the way around. Strike one. Jack Fisher has struck out two and walked one in the game tonight. Here's a pitch and it misses outside low. It's one and one. The 1-1 delivery, swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Koufax has struck Fisher out three times tonight, and Jack is trying to partially return the compliment. He has one strikeout in facing Koufax. The other time, Sandy fouled out first. The count now is 1-2 as Fisher takes a look around, set to work. The 1-2 pitch, he struck him out. Strikeout number three for Fisher in this game. Throw away, nobody on base, and Maury Wills is coming up now for the Dodgers. Wills has grounded out third to first, had a ground single up the middle, and later scored the Dodger run, and he grounded out to first base. Charlie Smith at third for the Mets moves in on the edge of the grass against the feet of Maury Wills. Fisher with the pitch swung on and hit on the ground to first base. And Jim Hickman takes it. That's the bag. Tags the bag and the side is out in order. Fisher shuts them down. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Scores the end of eight full innings. There's the Mets one and the Dodgers one. And now here's Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Lindsay, this one right down the line going to the ninth inning, and the Mets won and the Dodgers won. This has been quite a thrilling experience, this first road trip of the New York Mets, as they have battled the Dodgers, one of the leading contenders in the National League, right all the way. Warren Spahn winning the first one 3-2, and then Drysdale coming back, winning the second. And this one's still up for grabs. Mets will be playing back in Shea Stadium starting on May the 3rd when they play the Yankees for the Mayor's Trophy game. Then they'll open up against Philadelphia the first night game on May the 4th, following with a night game in the 5th. So the Mets are back in town in Shea Stadium on the 3rd and the 4th before the start of the National League. Tickets are available at Shea Stadium 7 days a week, weekdays from 8 to 6, weekends from 9 to 5. At Pennsylvania Station, tickets available from 8 to 6, Saturdays from 8:30 to 4, in the Long Island Railroad Waiting Room. And at Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street Avenue and Vanderbilt Ramp, open from 8 to 6 on weekdays, Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. Macy's and Huntington open during the store hours, and reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at all Howard Crowe stores in the metropolitan area. Now the top of the ninth, and Lindsay Nelson.
And it's Joe Christopher up to lead off for the Mets. A moment ago, perhaps you heard in the background the chant of a small but vociferous delegation saying, "Let's go, Mets." Well, during the half inning here, the intermission between innings, they had a Mets banner strung out upstairs. Here's Koufax with the pitch, and it breaks in there for a call strike to Joe Christopher. Joe has fouled out to the catcher, flied to left, and was on an error by Murray Wills at shortstop. He backs out of the batter's box at this moment, gets a handful of dirt, and comes back in. Christopher leading off for the Mets in the top half of the ninth inning. Koufax has been in all the way. Here's a pitch and it's high for a ball. 1-1. Jim Hickman on deck. Again, Christopher backs out of the batter's box. Taps the strike. Gets a handful of dirt and comes back in. Koufax with a 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. And it pops out of the glove of Roseboro. He chases it over a few feet. 1-2 now to Joe Christopher. Koufax has struck out 9 and walked 1. And giving up one run on 4 hits. The 1-2 pitch. And it's low for a ball. 2-2. Koufax has reached double figures in strikeouts more times than any other pitcher in the history of the game. Here's 2-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back. So any time that Koufax strikes out as many as 10 men in the game, it's a new record. He's done it 61 times. He did it 10 times last season. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit back to Koufax, the comebacker, and he tosses easily over to Wes Parker. And Christopher's grounded out pitcher to first. One away for the Mets, batting in the top of the ninth, and Jim Hickman is coming up. Fly to center, hit a shot to Murray Wills at short, a line drive in the fifth, and struck out swinging in the seventh inning. Koufax starts to work, and the pitch is high to Hickman for ball one. Charlie Smith now is on deck. One-oh delivery, and it's in there for a call strike, one and one. Dodgers got their run in the bottom of the fourth, the Mets got theirs in the top of the seventh. 1-1 delivery. Misses outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Delivery. It's low, so now Koufax goes behind to Hickman. Three balls and one strike, and Sandy walks down off the mound a few steps to take the return throw from Roseboro. He walks around now to the backside of the mound. Just as Cap reaches for the rosin bag. Koufax with a 3-1 pitch. Swung on and land on a short hop to third base, second by Kennedy. Throws on for the out in time. Hickman got around and hit that one he shot, but it was short hop by Kennedy at third, and he straightened up and fired on to Parker in time. Two away. That'll bring up Charlie Smith. The fans here, of course, in Dodger Stadium are buzzing about the glove work of John Kennedy at third. Charlie Smith has fouled out to the catcher, singled to center, and struck out swinging so far. Breaking ball's in there for a called strike. Score tied, 1-1. The pitch swung on, hit on the ground to short. Maury Wills over, scooped it up, placed the first and in time. He got it. Koufax gets the side out in order in the top half of the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of 8 1/2 innings is the Mets one and the Dodgers one. If you've been wondering what Swedish Americans sing after this mortgage board, listen to this.
Is a song that Swedish Americans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Helan Gore is a traditional Swedish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Swedes than in all of Husqvarna, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Swedish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
In the bottom half of the ninth inning, the Dodgers are scheduled to send up Wes Parker, Willie Davis, and Tommy Davis. Jack Fisher, who started, has been in all the way for the Mets. Parker's a switch hitter batting left. He has grounded out, slide out, and grounded out so far in this game. And against his fine speed, Charlie Smith, at third for the Mets, comes in on the edge of the grass. Fisher with his no-wind-up delivery. And the pitch is inside low as Parker is skipping rope to get out of the way of it. Ball one. At first base, Jim Hickman is guarding the line. Pitch is low for a ball. 2-0 now as Jack Fisher goes behind to Wes Parker. The 2-0 delivery. In there for a called strike. It's 2-1. Excellent speed coming up this inning for the Dodgers in Parker, Davis, and Davis. All three. Extremely fast. The Dodger faithful here now are starting rhythmic applause. Here's a 2-1 pitch. And it misses outside high. So Fisher goes behind 3-1 to Wes Parker. And this is the bottom half of the ninth inning. This is the 3-1 pitch. It fired right in there for a call, strike two, and Parker was taking all the way. They want to get him on there if they possibly can. It's a full count of 3-2. Jack Fisher with the payoff pitch. Swung out and hit in the air to right field. Going back is Klaus. Pavotta's coming in. Klaus has called and gets out of the way, and it falls safe. And it's a double for Wes Parker as Pavotta and Klaus got mixed up and the ball fell between them. Klaus went back. It was a high pop. He spread his arms to either side as though he were calling and then got out of the way. And the ball fell between him and Pavotta for a double for Wes Parker. It appeared to be an easy catch when it left the bat in short right, and Klaus backpedaled out there, spread his arms to either side, and then at the last moment ducked out of the way, and the ball fell in front of Svoboda, who was making no effort. Willie Davis is up now, and here's the pitch. He squares to Brennan Dust, but it's a Fisher to place at third, and he is out at third. The play going from Jack Fisher over to Charlie Smith, and on at first is Willie Davis. He was trying to sacrifice Wes Parker over. Instead, they got the lead runner. Now, there's a man at first and one man out. Tommy Davis coming up. Play goes 1-5 on Wes Parker if you're scoring. Tommy Davis has grounded out. Single to right to drive in the run that the Dodgers got in the bottom of the fourth, and grounded out second to first in the seventh inning. Willie Davis on at first with the excellent speed. But Chris Canizera threw him out stealing in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The score is tied 1-1. Willie Davis leads it first as Jack Fisher checked it. It's to Tommy Davis, and it's in there for a call, strike one. Jim Hickman at first holding against the runner, Willie Davis. John Roseberg is in the on-deck circle for the Dodgers. Now Fisher, off the stretch, with the pitch to Tommy Davis. Is it on the ground?
The game continues at the beginning of side four after a short delay.
Coming up. Play goes 1-5 on Wes Parker if you're scoring. Tommy Davis has grounded out. Single to right to drive in the run that the Dodgers got in the bottom of the fourth, and grounded out second to first in the seventh inning. Willie Davis on at first with the excellent speed, but Chris Canizera threw him out stealing in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The score is tied 1-1. Willie Davis leads it first as Jack Fisher checked it. It's to Tommy Davis, and it's in there for a call, strike one. Jim Hickman at first, holding against the runner, Willie Davis. John Roseberg is in the on-deck circle for the Dodgers. Now, Fisher, off the stretch with the pitch to Tommy Davis. It's hit on the ground, and it's taken by Jim Hickman. He goes to the bag for the out. Willie Davis goes on to second. That was a shot on the ground. Now, George Brace, backhanded by Hickman. He scrambled up and got over to the bag in time for the out on Tommy Davis. He made no play on Willie Davis, moving on to second. Two men out, and a runner at second, and John Roseburg is coming up. Play went to Hickman unassisted. Roseborough has walked, flying to center, and popped out to second base. He's a left-hand batter. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning at Daiju Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Pitcher off the stretch as Willie Davis takes his lead at second base. The pitch to Roseborough, and it's in there for a called strike. Pitcher looks to Canizero. Has his sign up and set. Pitch to the left-hand batter. And it's inside low for a ball. One and one. Canizero moving inside to take that one. Hickman moves over, yells something to Jack Fisher. Now Fisher sets again. The 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball is lined into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis on third. He's coming home. Kubota's throw not in time. Davis scores and the ball game's over. As the Dodgers have won it here in the bottom half of the ninth inning, Roseborough hit that one solidly to right field. A line drive to right. No chance to get Willie Davis, one of the fastest men in baseball. As he rounded third and came on home, Kubota picked the ball up, fired in, but there was no play at the plate. As Willie Davis already has streaked across, and the Dodgers have won it by a score of 2-1. Two men out when the winning run is scored here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Dodgers taking the series 2-1. So the Dodgers pull it out by a score of 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. And to tell you something of how they did it, here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, it was a great pitching duel between Sandy Koufax and Jack Fisher, and Jack deserved a better fate as a messed up fly ball to right field that could have been caught, but was not caught because of some misdirection between Bobby Clouse and Ron Svoboda. The Dodgers got off to a one-run lead in the fourth inning after Fisher had retired the side in order in the first three innings. Leading off in the inning, Morwell singled to center field. He went to second base in a fly ball by Wes Parker to deep center field, went to third base when Willie Davis fly to deep center field, and then scored when Tommy Davis singled to right. That gave the Dodgers the early lead at 1-0. The Mets came back in the seventh to score off Sandy Koufax. Roy McMillan led off with a walk. He went to third base and an error with Joe Christopher batting by Maury Wills. With runners at first and third, Sandy Koufax bore down, struck out Jim Hickman, got Johnny Smith to strike out. But then Ron Svoboda came through with a base hit off the glove of Maury Wills to tie up the ball game. For Ron, it was his third base hit and his third run batted in. That's the way the game stood, 1-1 going to the bottom half of the ninth inning. In the ninth inning, Wes Parker led off with a ball that was misplaced between second and right field. He got the second base on it. And then Willie Davis tried to bunt in the third. And a great play by Jack Fisher and Charlie Smith got Wes Parker at third base. With a man at first base, Willie Davis there on the fielder's choice. Tommy Davis flashed a vicious drive down towards first base. Jim Hickman made a great backhand stop. Had a chance to throw to second, but decided not to go there. Went to the bag instead for the out. That left Willie Davis at second base, and John Roseborough then singled to right field to win the ball game for Sandy Koufax, his second win of the year. Losing pitcher was Jack Fisher. He now is 0-1. So Sandy Koufax, he struck out 9, picked up his second win. He now has a lifetime record against the Mets of 10 wins and no losses. 20,888 people in the ballpark. Mets getting their sixth loss. They have won 3. The Dodgers in first place. They have won 5 and lost 2. Fine score. The Dodgers 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on. The Mets 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 4 men on. This game was brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. And we'll keep right on doing it. Tonight's game was also brought to you by Kool. Come up to Kool for the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Kool Filter King. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell. the gasoline for good mileage. Stop at the clean white pump for Super Shell.
In all baseball land, there are no fans so grand as our Mets fans. When we play other teams, no one blood-curdling screams, that's our Mets fans.
But when Mets fans shout,
go, what they mean, we all know. We've got no place to go.
Be with us tomorrow night at 11:10 p.m. as the Mets meet the San Francisco Giants. It'll be Gary Kroll against Gaylord Perry. Tonight, our engineer was Sandy Alper, our statistician, Matt Winnick, our producer, Joe Gallagher, our executive producer, Joel Nixon. The final score again, the Dodgers 2, the Mets 1. Now, this is Ralph Kiner saying so long for Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.